Just wonder about the plane crash again. Because we got ourselves involved in this particular kind of the world.
Sure.
Or whatever. We then decide to take it and plane crash. It just seems like come out of very context in the sense of our interaction with our surroundings rather than our adaptive
event. Well, the traditional analysis would be that you're it's not that you chose the world, because you don't really choose in that way, but you were attracted to the stream of, it's not really the stream of energy coming from a previous life, had an affinity with this world. And in this world, various things happen. Of course, you may have made choices which lead to you getting on a plane. If you're in this world, things happen. Lightning strikes. Earthquakes happen. Those only have to do with your karma insofar as you have an affinity with a human world within which that happens. So there's quite an important distinction. I think it's very important not to use the word choice there. If you see what I mean, it happens by virtue of an affinity. It's sort of a drawing together of the stream of energy and the circumstance or situation that suits it, or that it can manifest through. Yes, so it is more complex than that, but what I was particularly wanting to get away from is what you do hear, even in Buddhist circles, which is that the plane crash happened because of the karma, the direct karma of those particular people. I came across this recently because two very good friends of mine were killed in a car crash in India. People there were, who have, of course, a Hindu background, where in primitive Hinduism, actually in primitive Buddhism too, there's a tendency to ascribe everything to karma. So people were saying that these people must have done something bad for that to happen. Actually, what they did is choose to take a taxi at night on a notoriously bad road. So, whether with too little information or out of impatience or whatever, they put themselves in a situation where there's a quite high likelihood of accidents. So, you know, you could say that choice is there, but it's not that the accident happens to them as a sort of a result of their unskillfulness. Things do happen, according to tradition, as a response to the quality of a state of mind, the ethical quality of a state of mind. Some things, but what they are, it's really not fruitful to say. What is generally said, that if you find a recurrent situation keeps on happening, it may be worth considering karma as a factor. But generally speaking, what happens to you from outside, you can easily explain in terms of the other niyamas. Your decisions influence it, as Jayachitta said, but you don't think of a one-for-one relationship. My unskillful mental state, a bad thing that happens to me.